House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the second in command in the U.S. House and a Republican from Bakersfield, this weekend at the Republican convention in Anaheim, assailed a block of Republicans in the California Assembly who voted for Democratic Governor Jerry Brown's cap and trade program.
You will not win a majority by voting against your own principles on a Democratic policy and letting Democrat targets vote no.
It was an unmistakable shot at former Assembly Republican leader Chad Mays of Yucca Valley here in the Inland Empire. Mays helped negotiate the cap-and-trade extension with the governor and Democratic legislative leaders and then had to resign his leadership post amid criticism from conservatives. Mays did not attend the Republican convention in Anaheim this weekend, saying that he was shocked that the party would invite Steve Bannon as its keynote speaker. We're going to hear from Chad Mays and other Republicans who are questioning the direction that this weekend's Republican state convention in Anaheim is pointing Republicans in. The divide pits the conservative national wing against the establishment business-friendly wing. That split was on full display at the Republican convention this weekend in Anaheim. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports from Anaheim,
please rise and give a warm California Republican Party welcome to Mr. Steve Bannon.
When Steve Bannon took his self-described civil war against the political establishment to the California Republican Party convention Friday night, he was met with raucous cheers.
The Republican establishment is finally getting the joke. They're going to have to step it up.
The Breitbart executive chairman and former top strategist for President Trump slammed former President George W. Bush. He compared California's new sanctuary state law to South Carolina, refusing to enforce federal tariffs before the Confederacy seceded. And he gave a pep talk to Republicans in a state with zero statewide office holders, no power in the legislature, and just 26% of registered voters.
It looks like now it's impossible to do anything in California, right? Demographics against you, the media's against you, the culture's against you. It couldn't be farther from the truth. You've got everything you need to win. You've got authentic people. You've got big ideas. And you have a grassroots. You have the muscle.
Bannon's message resonated with many at the convention.
We are in a war right now with the establishment.
Judy Neal of San Dimas is president of a suburban Los Angeles County Republican club.
And those of us that are caught somewhere in the middle are tired of being ignored, of tired of being placed on the back burner while the elites decide what's going to be best for you rather than you deciding what's going to be best. So, yeah, I'm ready for a fight.
But for other Republicans, Bannon inspires deep unease, especially in a state Trump lost last year by 4 million votes. 2 hours east, away from the fanfare, Chad Mays has just finished up lunch in his hometown, the small desert community of Yucca Valley. Mays used to be a regular at state party conventions, but he resigned as Assembly Republican leader earlier this year amid criticism for negotiating a cap-and-trade deal with Democratic Governor Jerry Brown. So instead of hobnobbing and fundraising this weekend,
I'm going to go sea fishing tomorrow.
Mays was planning to skip the convention even before Steve Bannon was booked, but he says he was shocked and disappointed that the California Republican Party chose to invite him.
You don't build a party by screaming and yelling and telling people that you're taking the country to hell. You tell people what your vision is, what your ideas are. You sit and you listen, you try to reason with them, and then you begin over time building a level of trust. And when you can build that level of trust, then you begin to win.
And if Bannon is waging civil war upon the establishment, some Republicans are fighting back. Sacramento-based GOP strategist Mike Madrid flew down to the convention just to speak out against Bannon.
As Reagan said, it's a time for choosing, and that's why I'm here. That's why I'm standing up, and it's why I'm being vocal about this problem afflicting the party.
Then there are the Republicans who feel neither Bannon's economic nationalism nor Mays' deal cutting with Democrats offers the strongest path forward for the state GOP. I talked with more than a dozen people at the convention who feel that way, but none would say so on the record. There's no prominent Republicans challenging Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein's re-election bid next year. And of the two Republicans running for governor, neither businessman John Cox nor Assemblyman Travis Allen has gained much traction yet, which leaves the California Republican Party still searching for a standard bearer a year before the 2018 midterms. In Anaheim, I'm Ben Adler.